Everyone, and welcome to Innovate Your Classroom, hosted by the instructional coaches of Norman Public Schools. I'm Chris Kalinske, and I'm hanging out at Norman North, McKinley, Wilson, and Cleveland, along with these other great tech coaches. Here we are. I'm going to pass the mic.
I'm Sarah Potts. I serve Longfellow, Eisenhower, Jefferson, and Lakeview.
I'm Krishana Cheda, and I serve Whittier, Truman, Truman Primary, and Adams.
I'm Paige Littlefield, and I serve Norman High, Lincoln, Roosevelt, and Dimensions.
I'm Stacey Stice. I serve Alcott Middle School, Washington Elementary, Jackson Elementary, and Monroe Elementary.
And I'm Rob Miles, and my bat cave is at Irving Middle School, but I also go to Kennedy Reagan and Madison.
So, stay tuned. We've got some awesome things coming right up. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Innovate Your Classroom. The coaches are here. We're excited to be here on another episode. It's been a little while, and so we're excited to be recording again. And we have a wonderful, absolutely wonderful guest today, Beth Albert. She is our wonderful leader and also the executive director of...
Let me help you out.
Beth, why don't you help me out, please? Because your title's so long, I know I'm just not going to remember it.
Welcome. I am the Executive Director of Staff Development and Student Achievement.
So will you discuss with us a little bit of the importance of staff development, professional development?
Absolutely. I will tell you, when I first came to Norman Public Schools, that was one of the determining factors for me making the switch from the district that I came from. Professional development here in Norman Public Schools has always been a priority. This is a district that values growing teachers and sets aside funding for growing and developing teachers. So when I made the decision to come to Norman, that was one of the main reasons. And I will tell you, I've had many opportunities since being here. But with professional learning, the goal is to increase educator effectiveness, which will in turn then help our students to be successful in the classroom. So, lots of opportunities here in the Norman Public Schools.
You mentioned funding. Let's take a second to talk about that because we're in a constant state of budget crisis in the state of Oklahoma, but still, one thing we love about Norman Public Schools is that they do prioritize and fund professional development. So can you talk about how we managed to do that, what we do differently here in Norman?
Yes, absolutely. Like I stated previously, it's always been a priority in the Norman Public Schools. And when I first came to Norman, it was at a time when the State Department of Education helped fund professional mm-hmm. learning. And we receive funds every year to help support professional learning. However, that changed. And in the last 7 years, professional learning has been left up to the districts to take care of. And so since it is a priority in the Norman Public Schools, we use Title IIA funds for the professional learning that takes place in our district.
Nice. Okay, so I'm going to play the cranky old guy just for a second. Back when I started doing this, a lot of it was I was told what PD I was going to. It seems like for us in Norman, there's a lot of opportunity for teacher voice. How do you feel about teachers having that kind of power on the professional development?
Well, I think it's critical. I mean, if you think about teachers, they're no different than the students in the classroom. Their needs are all different. And so it's imperative that we allow teachers the opportunity to seek professional learning opportunities for their specific needs. And so that does happen in Norman. Now, cranky old guy, there are annual requirements, either state or federal requirements in the area of compliance. And so, yes, unfortunately, there are some things that I ask you to do every year, not because I don't have better things to do. It's just that we want to be in compliance. So, GCN, we love you.
Bloodborne pathogens. Yay!
Absolutely.
So here in Norman, We have strong professional development, like we've already talked about, but we also have a strong partnership with Learning Forward Oklahoma. Can you kind of explain that partnership and what we're doing with the base camp with our new teachers?
Absolutely. This year we have partnered with Learning Forward Oklahoma to provide some professional growth opportunities for our emergency certified teachers. This year, we had a group of 21 emergency certified teachers in grades 4 through 12 that went through a 5-day pretty intensive training with Learning Forward Oklahoma to help expose them to some of those skills that teachers who go through a traditional path in education have opportunities to observe in classrooms. They do pre-internships. They have their internships. So they are in classrooms. They're seeing the model. They do work with the standards. And so they have a pretty good idea what to do when they're given their first classroom. These emergency certified teachers don't always have that. Some do, depending on the path that they've taken to get there, but others are coming from the workforce and don't have that experience. And so classroom management really seems to be a struggle. Not only classroom management, but maybe they're not familiar with the standards and how to plan a standards-based lesson. So Base Camp was a 5-day intensive training spread out one training a month beginning in October, and these teachers just graduated from Base Camp this month. But they had an opportunity to be exposed to that and to help them grow and learn as educators.
Awesome. Thank you.
So we do other PD in Norman, like Get Fit and Guided Inquiry and Apple PD, things like that. So can you speak on any of those as to maybe start with Get Fit and then move on to Guided Inquiry or whatever on like why we value those things and why we choose to do those in Norman?
Absolutely. First of all, I want to let you know that the professional learning that we provide in the district is all based on our district strategic plan. We look at our goals and projects in that district strategic plan, one being student voice and choice. And so guided inquiry is our avenue to providing student and teacher voice and choice. So the offerings that we have here in Norman are tied to that strategic plan. Get Fit, wow. I will tell you that's a fan favorite. Every year we do an annual professional learning survey. One of the questions on that survey is, what is the most impactful PD? Over and over again, even on years that we don't have the Get Fit conference, and for those of you new out there, Get Fit is an acronym. Educators love acronyms. And Get Fit stands for Gaining Excellence in Teaching Through Focused Instructional Tools. I know, fancy Nancy. Who knew? Anyway, that was a product of some planning of the minds of the district staff development committee the first year that it came into being. So it's just kind of stuck, and that's what teachers know. But Get Fit offers teachers breakout sessions. Again, a fan favorite because teachers get to choose very specific professional learning what they need at the moment. And in fact, just yesterday we had Teacher of the Year interviews, and we had many, many of our teachers speak to Get Fit and several of them, and speaking to what made an impact on them and what they were able to take back and immediately implement in the classroom. So, you know, I maybe someday we'll be able to provide that conference on an annual basis, but right now it's every other year.
Well, what I really liked about what you said, there's a word that stuck out. You said a fan. And there's not many places that you can go and say that teachers are a fan of something, right? About professional development. So I think that's to your credit about how you've built this up and made it something that people want to attend. And I love that word. They're a fan of doing that. So I think that's awesome. Yeah.
So speaking of being a fan, we also know that teachers are overwhelmed and they sometimes struggle to prioritize professional learning because there's so much else to do. So what would you say to teachers or to people who are coaching teachers who might be resistant to participating in professional learning for that reason?
Well, I will tell you, that is on, we offer professional learning throughout the school year, but we also have summer offerings. And I know, I mean, I was a classroom teacher as well, and being out of the classroom is difficult. You want to make sure that your students are getting what they need. And sometimes you struggle to leave them with a sub, especially for a 3-day training like guided inquiry design, which is a 3-day training. So we do have other times of the year that we offer this professional learning. And I will tell you, I've been talking and have some plans that I will be working with the professional development committee on, looking at maybe doing some Saturday offerings next year, and paying teachers a stipend to attend, because we do understand that. But I will tell you, if you can attend a training and take that information back and implement it and have it impact your teaching and students' learning, then it's worth every moment of your time and every cent that was spent for that training. So, sometimes I think, again, you think about compliance training and the have-tos, but then the want-tos that are in time to real needs, there's a difference.
Preach it.
For sure.
Okay, so kind of we've talked about what we've already done, kind of what we're currently doing. So thinking about the future, where do you think the future of professional development is going?
I think it's going to go in the direction of our teachers' needs. And again, that survey will be very telling. We just closed our annual professional learning survey at the end of last week, and that information will go to the district staff development committee for them to dissect and to start planning for next school year. But again, I want to go back to our Teacher of the Year interviews yesterday, and in listening to the things that were valued by those teachers that were representing their each individual school site, we heard a lot about trauma and resilience and meeting the needs of students who struggle. And so I think that will continue to be a major focus for our district, because I will tell you, Norman Public Schools is a very inclusive school district, and that's one of our core values. And our teachers want to be able to meet the needs of all of their students, but sometimes they just don't know how to react or respond to extreme behaviors. And so we will continue to work on that. Additionally, we are looking at offering some different opportunities. I don't want to go into too many details, because we are researching some in-time professional learning opportunities for teachers that are interested. So just know that there's more on the horizon. Changes are coming.
That's so exciting.
We can edit that out.
I think it'd be awesome just to take the phone
busy.
Call.
She's very busy.
Yeah, she's
sorry.
Very busy. Very important. No, that's good.
Yes. All right, so we're all coaches in this room. How can we help with professional development? How can we help the teachers?
Seriously, you do on a daily basis. And for those of you who have not had the opportunity to work with one of our iTech coaches, you are missing out. These six educators are phenomenal. They are teacher leaders. They know and understand the district initiatives, and they are available to assist you in your classroom, on your planning period, before school, after school, you name it. They will work with your schedule to help you implement whatever you want in your classroom. They are here to help you be successful. These iTech coaches have been trained in a coaching model, so they can work with you not once or over a period of time to help grow you as educators and make you the best that you can be in your classrooms. So don't be afraid to reach out.
Oh, thank you.
They grow me. I will tell you, I have learned so much in the area of technology over the last few years, but not just that, but just about how to react, respond, work with with all types of students in different situations. So it's these guys, it's not just technology. I hope you know them.
We didn't even pay her to say that.
We've got a great leader.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, are there any other burning questions? Well, here's the deal. Beth, not only I can't even remember the 47 words that are in her actual job title, but she actually wears a bunch of different hats around the district. So here's the deal. In the show notes for this show is a link to the anchor.fm podcast recorder that we use for the show. And you can send us a message. So if you have a question, post it, send it to us. And we will have a follow-up to this show where we get Beth back down here into the dungeon, and we can talk about what you would like to know about professional development or really anything else.
And we are also open to ideas and suggestions.
Exactly, yes, without a doubt.
Ideas and suggestions.
So that'll wrap it up for us, and we will talk to you the next time we get together.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that wraps up another great episode of Innovate Your Classroom. Stay tuned for more with Chris,
Sarah,
Krishana,
Paige,
Stacy,
and Rob.